You walk into my house, you think you're walking into a Chiefs museum. You'd have thought I had a career with them, as opposed to just passing through training camp twice. I love the Chiefs because they gave me my first real opportunity. I know what it's like to be in the company of those superlative athletes and have a coach look at you with respect and say, not this team, son, not this year. That's all I ever wanted was really a shot. Hank Stram gave me that shot. But Hank Stram also gave me direction for what was to be my life's work. And the last time Coach Stram gave me a shot and I got cut, I asked him, I said, Coach, I'd like to leave the guys with a little tribute, if I may. I've written a poem. And he looked at me kind of sideways, as did some of the other coaches. But the bottom line is, he told me to my face, he said, son, you are not a football player. You are a young man who happens to be playing football. But I got a feeling that you have another calling.
In 1969, Hank Stram gave John a chance, not only to play football, but to discover his life's calling as he performed his poem in front of his first captive audience. Now, over 40 years later, John is ready to read The Turk again, this time for the entire Chiefs kingdom.
In every professional football camp, there's a man that's known to all. Now, there's no one way of describing him because he's husky, thin, long, short, and tall. Now, if this sounds contradictory, then listen on, my friends, as I describe this man of many faces. And I assure you, before I reach the end, you'll agree he's in many places.